Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Elle Simone calls herself the culinary Oprah, and in many ways she is, inspiring women to follow her example. A Detroit native, Elle Simone spent 7 years as a social worker before breaking barriers in the culinary industry, first as a food stylist, then a chef caterer, now as one of the hosts of PBS's iconic America's Test Kitchen, watched by 10 million viewers a month.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Live Q&A. I'm Elle Simone, and this is my favorite person, Jack Bishop. And we're giving you our biweekly series where you get a chance to ask test cooks in our kitchen all of your interesting food questions.
She also founded She Chef, the country's only professional organization for the advancement and advocacy of women in the food industry, as chefs, caterers, entrepreneurs, restaurateurs, with a special focus on women of color like her, trying to make it in what's been a man's world. She joins us in the studio. Elle Simone, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Boy, America's Test Kitchen. When you first, I understand you came to audition for it and thought, well, maybe it's just some little, you know, sidebar thing.
Yes.
No, you're one of the hosts. What kind of a landmark was that for you?
Well, I certainly did not see myself in television in front of the camera. You know, I've always worked behind the camera. I always enjoyed producing shows and creating content for people. So one would think that it was a natural transition, but it actually was very difficult.
The people from America's Test Kitchen were very clear. What you were bringing to them was something they felt they were missing. What do you think that was?
Well, I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, diversity is a very important movement, not just in the industry right now, but just, you know, in terms of representation. Like, people want their organizations to represent the world, you know, their viewers. And I feel that America's Test Kitchen was no different. You know, they cook a lot of amazing foods. They talk about a lot of, you know, wonderful regions in this country. And I think that they were just very interested in having their brand actually represent this country.
Right. And you heard from people, right? What were people, viewers, saying to you?
I've had mixed reactions. There are some people who are very excited, you know, to see not just a woman of color, but also just to see our organization moving in the direction of being more diverse. There are some people who are like, you're a token black, you know.
Oh, and seriously?
Yeah. There are people who, you know, who feel some kind of way about it. I never felt that way. I personally don't feel that any movement that I make that advances women, women of color, people of color, I feel like that's a privilege. It's not something to fill a quota. It's a life's work.
Well, let me reinforce again, from what the producers of the show are saying, they didn't see it as tokenism at all. They actually saw it as not just enabling viewers to, as I hear they have, say, oh my gosh, somebody who looks like me, finally.
Yes.
But there is food that I'm understanding that you talk about, bring to the table, literally, that represent more of the African-American culture.
Absolutely true. I've been able to do conversations about Edna Lewis and her recipe, the chicken and pastry.
Fabulous chef and cookbook.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Everyone should have an Edna Lewis book, you know, and just also just talking about my Midwestern perspective. You know, my grandparents came over in the Great Migration, and with them, they brought all their Southern inspired recipes. So I bring all of those components to the table.
Talk about that, because that's how you got started. Your grandmother was a great cook.
My grandmother was a huge kitchen inspiration, and cooking with her really inspired my full interest towards food.
And you talk about her on your show. Let's listen.
We're going to use our hands and our palms to evenly distribute this crust.
My kind of cooking.
My grandmother was a hand cook.
She
loved putting her hands in food.
I hear that your grandmother's cornbread.
Her cornbread dressing.
Her cornbread dressing.
Yeah, her cornbread dressing was very, very popular. Mm. I think I make it well. I don't think I've ever discovered that secret ingredient that she probably didn't tell me and left for me to find myself, but it's pretty close.
And you're looking.
Yes, so, I am. I'm looking all the time.
For that secret ingredient. We mentioned that you were a social worker for 7 years.
Yeah.
But why? Did you not think that a cooking career was a possibility? What?
Honestly, no. I never thought of it as a serious career path, you know. At first, I never saw anyone who looked like me on any cooking show. I grew up in the Emerald era, you know. So first, there were probably only men at that time. I didn't come to know about Julia Childs until I was older. But I never saw anyone who looked like me. So I didn't think that that was a reality. And then, you know, my family always encouraged me to go into a more practical career path. And so I chose social work because, you know, I'm a sociologist. I love everything about people. So it was a natural fit.
Well, but first, food styling.
Yes.
Which is making food look good on camera, which is hard because lights melt it.
Yes.
And all of that.
True.
And then the test kitchen. And along the way, a battle with ovarian cancer.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You have that behind you.
I do.
But we understand that's part of, you know, your dedication to, okay, if I get through this, pulling other women along with you in something called She Chef.
Yes.
What is that?
She Chef is a professional networking organization for women chefs of color and our allies. It was born from the experiences that I had working in the culinary industry in New York City, going in various kitchens and finding myself to either be one of few women, sometimes the only woman, definitely one of few women of color, if not the only woman of color. I was sure that there were other women who were having the same experience because I went to culinary school with lots of women of color, but I never saw them in the workplace. Mm. And after doing a lot of market research, I found all the varying reasons that women were either not staying in the industry or were finding themselves unfulfilled. And some of those reasons were like the rate of pay. Most women of color are carrying their family on their back, you know, and you can't do that with $12 an hour.
Well, you also can't do that with the hours.
No.
You can't be there to put the kids to bed if you're doing the most important shift, which is night.
That's right. It's difficult when you don't have a support system, and a lot of those women were the support system for the family, you know.
Well, so you've got She Chef with 200 now paid members.
Yes.
in different cities. How do you help them?
I try to take some time and do a full assessment of them. You know, usually that includes like a phone conversation, looking over their resume, maybe talking to their references if they have them, and then pairing them with a mentor who is in their area of interest. Maybe they want to explore a new thing. I personally take on a lot of proteges who have previously worked in restaurant and who have an interest in food styling. Mm-hmm. I have members now who work at like Food 52, you know, because of this training and this connection.
Food 52?
Yes, Food 52 is a very popular online food publication. A lot of the greats, you know, come in and contribute to that publication.
We also understand you took a group of women on a field trip to see The Chew with Carla Hall.
Yes.
Who's one of the hosts who did the same kind of mentoring for you.
Yes, she did. And when I myself was freelancing at The Chew, Carla was obviously still one of the talent. I got paired with Carla a few times. We had synergy and I started working with her regularly. You know, she just taught me a lot. And it's so serendipitous because when I met her, I had absolutely no desire to be on television. And now that I'm in it, I can call or at least text her and say, hey, can I get your advice on this thing? She always takes my calls. She always answers my emails. And, you know, she's really just been a support and inspiration.
And now you do this for others.
Yes.
Yeah, passing yes. on. Okay, well, do something for us right
sure.
now and for our listeners. Here you are with America's Test Kitchen. What are some tips, things that you've recently tested and discovered? What works, what doesn't?
I think more than what works and what doesn't, I think I've learned a lot of ways to just be more efficient in the kitchen, treating your home kitchen like you treat your restaurant kitchen and how you store things in your refrigerator. You know, you want to put meat and seafoods at the bottom. You want to put your produce in the proper drawers because they're the proper temperature, and just making sure you keep your fruits and vegetables up top so they don't get contaminated. Also, it seems like such a little thing, but a sharp knife keeps you from cutting yourself because it'll go straight through the food and won't wobble and hit your finger. And we also have some great videos about knife sharpening and knife care on Cooking School.
We'll link people up. One recent episode, baking soda can expire, so that container that I have in the refrigerator to take away odors that's 10 years old is probably not doing that anymore and surely cannot be used to bake.
No. Just checking expiration dates. A lot of people don't think that dry spices have expiration days, but they do. You should not keep your dry spices, you know, more than 90 days. You know, that's a stretch. So I always encourage people, just get small.
Tiny,
yeah. You know.
That's Elle Simone, founder of She Chef and chef, food stylist, TV host at America's Test Kitchen. We'll link you up to everything at hereandnow.org. Elle, thank you so much and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.